Fairbanks City Council work session, December 2nd, 2022. Special work session in regards to Ordinance 6223. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Mr. Ringstad?
Yes, here.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Here.
Mr. Marnie?
I'm here.
Ms. Rogers?
Here.
Ms. Tidwell?
Here.
Mr. Cleworth?
Here.
And Mayor Mayor Pruse, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm here. Okay.
It's all right.
Item two. Ordinance number 6223. Lonnie.
Dun, dun, dun.
You put in a lot of work on this, going through all your meetings. And there was an expectation of this. You started meeting with Explorer Fairbanks in January talking about the change of the allocation.
Well, not true. I started with my committee, the room tax committee. And in our wrap-up meeting in January, I forget the date, the 9th or somewhere in there, Ms. Fitzgerald, I've got a great committee. They care about what they do, and they're very smart about what they do. And so the conversation got around to why we had 10 applicants that didn't, their application didn't fit the criteria, so they got denied. So we developed, with the help of Ms. Bell, a Q&A session to be held before the applications were due. So that was one goal we met, and the other one was that $270 didn't really go that far. A lot of people, not even everybody got something, but it wasn't what they wanted, and that's probably normal. But I think the first time that Mr. McCray and I talked about this was at their board of directors meeting, and that was sometime in August.
Okay. You have put a lot of work and thought into this.
Yes, sir.
What was the process of the choices you made and why? And of course, you're wanting to give more from the discretionary fund to other groups, and you wanted to give the Festival Fairbanks for the Golden Heart Plaza a larger lump sum.
I did, like I just detailed, that the 270 didn't go very far. 350, if this does pass, won't go very far, but it's a step. I had Ms. Jones give a history of her Festival Fairbanks in the Golden Heart Plaza, and I was just amazed what she gets done for so little. And I would have, you know, to work since 2003 for $30,000 budget, that's incredible. And because she's expanded her, the flowers that we see every summer and everything else she does for this city. And I just, those were the two entities that I thought needed it more. I know JOMO at Fedco needs more, but I just, the two outweighed him. So that's just my honest opinion.
Are there any questions for Mr. Marnie? Ms. Rogers.
I don't really have questions of what you just imparted here, because we have heard you speak on this several times, and that's pretty much condensed down to those comments that you've made in the past. And so there's nothing there for me to question. I think that, given my experience with this particular group, long before I became a council person even, I have different thoughts about probably how to go forward in a way of implementing change. I think that major change has been needed perhaps for decades, but I don't think that going in and penciling through certain dollar amounts or a segment of of this is what's necessary. I think, like I said, major change. The nonprofits that do the incredible work that you're talking about, we could be in here for the next month having nonprofits explain to us exactly how many millions of dollars of worth they contribute to our community. But we don't have a significant response to assist those persons in their work. There's many times a lot of compliments and that sort of thing, but it's kind of sad to say that throughout the state, Fairbanks has been considered a leader in how they work with their nonprofits, and yet we have that big gap of actual dollars that go into those nonprofits. They're very personally supported, but the idea of change that is going to be instrumental in working across the board to increase the support that's provided by the city is what I think you first started speaking towards. Is that right?
I didn't understand.
I think that when you first began on working on this issue, that you were giving serious thought to having the city be more proactive in supporting those nonprofits.
Yes, ma'am.
That was my thought,
yes, ma'am,
about it. Yeah, and my conversations with you here in this room, or my assumptions about it. That was what I distilled. I totally agree with you that all of these nonprofits are instrumental in the success of our community, and that they are deserving of greater support. But I have difficulty having 20 years process that was we heard a few things about from the committee, but as a council, and I think I've tried to make this clear also, as a council, if anyone has listened to my objections about virtually anything, is when I think we've gone through and not had, as a council, more in-depth discussion about what change is going to be. And so this was something that started feeling that way, that we were making major change about something without all of us having that very, very concentrated look at what we were going to change. And Mr. Ringstad, you brought up the idea of the extra funds. And I know that from my experience, and again, these are my personal experiences throughout the years with nonprofits, one of the things that throughout the state, we've swung back and forth. There's a pendulum that goes with funders. And the funders, many times in committees, are saying, well, they should have reserves. And then the next committee that comes through, they say, what's this? They've got reserves. We don't need to give them money. And so the nonprofits are kind of out there wondering where that consistent support is and where that understanding of their organizations is. And so I started feeling that we were in that same situation that I've seen over the years, that doesn't really take us forward. And I know this is a very, very long oration here, but the idea of us having a more involved grouping of persons working specifically with Explore Fairbanks, with the city, with the nonprofits, with this council, in a way that said this is a major factor in the success of Fairbanks, and it deserves more in-depth discussion and understanding by the groups that are going to make a change. That's my thought.
Mr. Engstead.
I, you know, I jumped into this being a new guy, not knowing a whole lot of how this really worked, and started doing a little digging, and, you know, I over the last, I don't know how many hours I've spent in the last 10 days talking with a number of different people, including Mr. McRae and our trusty CFO here, and trying to get my arms around this thing, and it's very clear to me this is the public's money. City money, and as a council and as a member of the council, I have a responsibility and an obligation to make sure this money is being spent correctly. I also think, looking at Mr. Marnie's proposed resolution here, you know, point four, we need to review it at least every 5 years. Well, I think the courts have already said we're supposed to review it every year. So I have no problem with doing it every 5 years. I think we should be doing it every, we make every director come in here of our agencies, our departments, and explain their budget down to $10,000. So I look at that and think, okay, so now where's the money? And the sheet that Ms. Margarita sent out, one of our meetings earlier this week, I think, or last week, I don't remember which, but it's a, over the last 10 years, not including this year, you know, look at where the money went. 10 years ago, I don't know what it was when this thing first started out, but 10 years ago, this was bringing in $2.5 million. This year, in our proposed budget, for current budget year and for next budget year, we're saying 4.2. That's a huge increase, right? We're talking almost 10% of our budget right here. And if we're going to pick away at how we pay for an ambulance, which everybody agrees we need, we ought to be thinking about this. So then I took the next step and went down this list and said, okay, explore Fairbanks. I think they do a lot of good work, and they have for a long time. But in this 10-year period, our contribution to them has gone up 85%. Everybody else, our contribution has gone up zero. I don't know if that's a conscious choice or why, but that's what happened. I'm not sure that's, in my mind, I'm not sure that's the correct way, place to be. So I started looking at different ways of looking at this, and in talking with Ms. Margarita over here, the number she was giving me, I think, would show that this clause that says after we pay these things, whatever else comes in, they get, which I don't like that. I think that's derelict on our responsibility. But this current budget year, there's an extra about $815,000 there. And with the numbers as proposed, next year we could have an extra $815,000 going over there. That's $1.6 million. We're arguing over $20,000 here and there. So I thought, you know, we need to understand, and partly I think due to their good work, these numbers are going up and hopefully will continue to go up. Never know for sure. But I think as this continues to go up, we need to start looking at this as this is the city's money, and we need to know where it's going and what it's being done. And we, as the council, are the officials that are supposed to prioritize this money. So I kind of went in that approach and said, okay, so where does it go? Where should it go? Now, in my discussions yesterday with our Explore Fairbanks people, I told them, I think they've built $1 million in reserves. I think that's good money management. You know, it got them through a terrible year with COVID because they managed their money well. And I think they should have good reserves. But on top of the reserves, we're talking $1.6 million here over a two-year period. I guess I'm looking at it and saying, well, to work on the resolution and to get this to us a budget here in 12 days or whenever we're supposed to have our budget done, you know, where do we go with this thing? And then I got into looking at their budget, and if I remember correctly, the number they had in their budget for their revenue for us, or from us, they put in here 2.23, okay? Well, that's, I guess, is what they've asked us for, is 2.23. In our budget here shows that we're going to give them 2.85. So we're giving them $600,000 more than they asked for. Is that good public policy for us? Do you know what it goes to? I don't have a clue what it's going to go to. But that's the way this system has been working, apparently, for quite some time. I'm not saying they haven't done good work with that, but I think our responsibility is to know where the money goes and to make the decision where it should go. Is that extra $600,000, or as Ms. Bell says, $800,000 a year, is it going to a higher priority than staffing our dispatch office, than staffing our ambulance? You know, I haven't heard any discussion here, and to me, that's how you prioritize, and that's what we should be doing. So, you know, in understanding that we've got less than 2 weeks to finish this up, I'll make a suggestion. I'm not sure it's 100% the smartest thing I ever did, but, you know, I have no problem putting Mr. Marnie's numbers out there and saying that with the nonprofits. They, after 19 years, I'm sure they deserve a little inflation coverage here. I think we should 100% fund Explore Fairbanks' request and change this thing about all the extra money goes to them. We appropriate them the money like we appropriate everybody else. Here's the money that you asked for. Give them 100% of that. Hold the rest in reserve and see where we go from here and clean this thing up. Now, whether we decide that some of that money is going to be used to fund our ambulance, that's our choice in the future. But it is our choice. And I think that that's where, to be responsible with the city's money, that's what we need to do.
Thank you, Mr. Ringson. Anyone else? Ms. Sprinkle.
I hear what you're saying, but I think the ordinance that we have currently does not allow you to pull parts of it. I know, but we're working at what we're looking at here.
The ordinance can be substituted in a moment.
So, I was wondering, are you looking for a cap, a spending cap to Explore Fairbanks? Is that what you're thinking? I mean, where's that extra?
And as we talked yesterday, you know, I have to assume that over time, you know, their costs are going up just like ours are and everybody else's are, that over time that number has to go up. If you put a hard number in there, 3 years from now it's going to be outdated, you know. But I think that's where you go back and say, okay, it's going to take you, we kind of have an idea what it takes to plow our streets every year, and you put it in, and as the cost goes up, you find money to take care of last year's snow, right? But I think they got to have a base, and from there, okay, each year, if they've got a specific request for additional work, then we address it. And assuming that over time, that has to go up. You can't just eat inflation for 20 years. You know, that's deadly on an organization in my mind. So we have to assume there is. So I'm not looking for a hard dollar cap. I'm looking at more of a budget analysis process and understanding prioritization that we are responsible for doing. So the hard cap isn't really an issue for me. I think that.
Okay.
Ms. Tidwell.
I would like to add, I can appreciate that argument and agree with you that we definitely should be prioritizing money that I also view as being the city's money. I think Explore Fairbanks does an amazing job, and they're responsible in a large part for bringing so much, you know, tourism to Fairbanks, which benefits everything here. But I can agree with your argument. And something else that I want to add is, you know, all of these different sections of money. I mean, they've been flat funded for over 20 years, and I think that it's appropriate to address that. And, you know, especially like the discretionary funds, that of course those nonprofits need additional money. I think that should apply to Fedco also. You know, $100,000 21 years ago is not $100,000 today. And if we're going to make changes to this, I would like to see that we make fair changes across the board to everyone.
Anyone else? Ms. Sprinkle.
I agree. And looking at those numbers, it doesn't seem fair that anybody gets treated specially. I don't know how that formula works, but I don't think you just pick a favorite, although I appreciate what you're doing, Lonnie. I think that's what I wanted this conversation about, is what is fair.
A couple things. Sam Kirsten there, she sent me an email a few weeks back, and boy, did it open up my eyes on the application process we have. It is not good. So June, John, Marnie, you're going to be on this task force, and I'm going to ask Sam to be on it too. And that will start in January. So we're going to be looking at this. Now, I'm going to talk to you about irony. What were we talking about yesterday? Fiscal certainty, declining revenue stream, margins going down. Yet at this time, we're giving away an extra $600,000 from a margin that's going up. We're penalizing ourselves. Also irony, we got rid of the cap within the cap. Sometimes, this hasn't been changed since 2002. Sometimes you upgrade it and you move on. Now, boy, I started looking at this and I say to myself, well, Explore Fairbanks worked with them. They do a great job. But only 8% of their budget comes from within. This is a government operation that we have no oversight on. Zero. There is the money. If we had our accountants who do our audits, we did that. I'd need bail money. I wouldn't need bail money. So, Mr. Marnie, thank you for doing what you did. Thank you for having the fiscal responsibility to address this. And I just find it ironic that yesterday we're talking about declining margins. Yesterday we're talking about not hiring people in the future because of declining margins. And today we're talking about giving an extra $650,000 that they didn't ask for. I find that quite ironic. And I find it fiscally malfeasance for this body to do something like that, to tell you the truth. So ponder what you do. You've had some good ideas from Mr. Ringstead and Mr. Marnie. But we're going to be changing the application process. We will be doing that. How we do it, we'll see. But that needs to be done. Anyway, that's my thoughts. Mr. Marnie.
May I suggest Ms. Bell be included in that special committee also, please?
Oh, yeah. She is the official. Nothing happens without her going like this. So, I don't know if Mr. Ringstead.
So, with that thought in mind, what do we do between now and then? Do we change this ordinance?
May I make a suggestion?
Would you make a suggestion, sir?
Get together with Ms. Bell and put together a substitute ordinance. That way you can put on paper what your changes would be, and everyone can look at it and say, well, we can go what the original, or we can do a substitute ordinance.
We need to have that done by the time we get the budget done, correct?
That will be next week.
I mean, that'll be on
the
12th.
Yeah, that'll be the date. You're It'll be going into the budget, yeah.
So, trying to think of when. Okay, so we finished the budget on like the 14th or 13th.
Mm-hmm.
We have to.
Do I hear the 11th?
Okay, 10 days from now, right? Okay, so when do we have to do this? I mean, in terms of our schedule of meetings, when do we have to do this?
I believe
some of us are going to be in Anchorage on Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
Like half of us.
You know, I'd sit down with Margarita, put together a substitute budget over the next 5-6 days.
Okay, so
and you're good to go. You know, it's you have a okay. You have a
so
ordinance here.
To do it,
it's not, excuse me, not a substitute budget, a substitute ordinance with your thoughts, your recommendations.
Okay. So what is the process then in trying to do that? And what is the process of what the ordinance says and what the budget says? We also have to have an amendment to the budget, correct?
This comes in as an ordinance to it, as an amendment. Once you pass this, it's the budget's amended going into 2023.
That doesn't seem right to me, but if we do this first and then we appropriate, all these funds have to be appropriated. An ordinance, does this ordinance appropriate money?
Yeah. That's what this is.
So
this is sending
is
money
it
to someone.
Appropriating money for next year?
Okay. Ms. Bell?
What you would do on Monday night when we're reviewing the budget, you would make an amendment to the
budget
stating
ordinance.
That you would like to change Object 701 and how you would like
that's
that change made.
Okay.
And then the council will agree at that time, and you will effectively change the budget, the 2023 budget going into the new year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You know, well, Madam Clerk.
The 2023 budget can be amended in 2023, meaning that if this ordinance was postponed, I mean, it wouldn't have any effect on the 2022 process that's going right now. It would remain the same. However, in 2023, you could make these changes that you want, have more time to do so, and then amend the 2023 budget then. That's a possibility.
Ms. Tidwell.
Is there any way to change this to be a formula? Like you're talking about some years we have all this extra money and then other years we're declining, which is, you know, truth. Is there a way to make it so that it's a formula rather than the flat fee so that it follows that?
We'll be working on that next year. We'll be looking at everything. Do you have a formula? Do you have everyone come in and it's budgeted by the committee? And then we look at it and we adjust it ourselves up and down and we pass it. So there is multiple ways to do it. Yeah. But I think what has been brought up is the application process is quite flawed. And boy, we're getting ready to give some incredible money to a very good entity. It didn't ask for it. Ms. Sprinkle.
Only because I haven't seen the process for the non-discretionary funds. I hear what you're saying. Some people don't have to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And some people do. So it's is the flaw that we're fixing something that is just what's this problem? What's going on?
Well, as Ms. Kirsten pointed out, you should have different. If a person's asking for $50,000, you shouldn't have one sheet of paper. You should have their financials. You want to see the budget on it, what they've had in the past, what other monies they've raised, where this is going to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's not that doesn't get asked. I see.
Well, you know, he sits down with a group, and they tell him what they need. And I used to be with the Tana Historic UConn Tana Historic Foundation. We took care of the Riverboat Nenana, Riverboat Harding car, and we would always say, okay, we need $7,000, so let's apply for $28,000. I mean, and that's what everyone does. So that's flawed.
There's the intention.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some very, yes, absolutely right. We weren't. Yes, Ms. Sprinkle.
Okay, so where are we now? We're trying to come together before budget day with something different, or we all come in with something. But is the conversation going to happen at City Council that night or prior to?
Well, you have yesterday, Danny sent out our agenda, and Ordinance 6223 is on our agenda for our next meeting. So it can be as is, or we can have a substitute or an amended. You know, it's a piece of art that we get to paint.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we don't have any meetings.
Monday after next.
We don't have any meetings next week, right?
Yeah. Yes, June.
We're coming back round to what my first objection about all of this was, that if we're making decisions about major change, I find no reason to rush into decision making about something that's gone unattended for decades. It seems to me a very foolish pathway, and it doesn't, my comments are not made in disagreement with any of the applicants for these funds. I appreciate and admire each and every group that is benefited from this top down. And I just find it very poor process to, at the last minute, rush something through that's going to be major change.
Any other comments before we...
Just a clarification, and because the issue came up sort of towards the beginning, but this ordinance has always said the first clause is subject to appropriation. Here's the suggested formula. The council has always had the authority to do with the money as it wants, and that's required, of course, by law and constitution, that you have to make those decisions. It can't be earmarked for, a tax can't be earmarked to a special purpose. I mean, you've always had the ability, and I think Mr. Ringstead is aware of that.
Mr. Ringstead.
But from a legal point, we also don't have the authority to commit a future council to do anything money-wise.
And that goes hand in hand with that. Yeah. And that's why that clause is in there, to make sure that's clear.
Can I add one more comment?
Yes.
I just also want to add that while my previous comments said I don't want to rush into anything, I certainly also do not want us to let this slide by the wayside. I think we have a responsibility, not just an authority, but a responsibility to have informational discussions, hearings, however you want to title it, with all the groups that are involved in this. It's something that's of central benefit to the entire community across the board, whether it's a group that's picking up garbage in for the litter patrol and those sorts of things, all the way up to Explore Fairbanks. Every single organization should have a voice in this major change.
Mr. Morning.
Well, I was going to ask Ms. Rogers. I count this will be the eighth time that this council has discussed this ordinance. I've only been in here a little bit over 2 years. I don't recall any ordinance talked about this often.
Change is painful.
I mean, how many more times do we need to meet?
I admire your persistence in working towards a solution on this. However, I feel from my perspective, this morning is the first time I have heard back and forth discussion about a variety of views of this. This is a prism with lots of different faces. And the idea of adding these particular dollars to me does not necessarily answer the change that's needed. There's when something hasn't been addressed for 20 years, it needs greater than just a shotgun of extra money over here and over here and over here. And some of the things that Ms. Sprinkle said probably relate to that. So I'm not saying we haven't discussed it, but we haven't discussed it to the depth that we are today. Not that I can recall.
Mr. Engstead.
I guess I look at it as our approach is kind of two-pronged. One, we have to, the specific numbers for right now, we have to have dealt with in 10 days for the budget, right? Because we want these people to get their money. And then shortly after the first year, then we finish up the rest of it.
Kind of where I Ms. Sprinkle. See this going.
Well, if we don't do anything with this right now, it stays like it is right now. So somebody's going to get money. No one, there's no panic. It just works under the old formula. That's the safety net. Just FYI.
Anything else before we adjourn? Mr. Clearworth, we've been waiting for you.
Yeah. Quick question. Scott, did you have your meeting? Did you decide against the donation?
The board did not feel that way.
Yeah, okay. Disappointed in hearing that. Yeah, we have an option. To me, four options. One is we do nothing, let it ride. Two, we adopt this ordinance, call it a day, that's it. Three, you could raise this tax by 1%. You can do that as a council. Instituted on July 1st, 1% is about $500,000. We could fund it ourselves out of that $500,000. The rest would stay in the city coffers. That would, I'm sure, meet with a lot of discussion in the general public. Or four, you can form a new group to do what we did roughly 20 years ago. I think that's what I hear June talking about and others. That does take time. But then what are the mechanics of this group? Is this group come back to us with a recommendation for a new formula? How long will it take them? What's the timeline for it? And how does that work with distributions on January 1? So the mechanics of that, I'm not clear on, that you're talking about forming. Or at this point, do we not make any promises in the budget as to who gets what? You postpone the discretionary. I don't think you want to do that. But if we're going with this group approach and we're going to be looking at a wholesale change, how is that going to be done and what is the timeline on that? Because we're running into a logistical problem here with the budget. So those to me are your four options. And it'll be interesting to see which way we go.
Thank you, Mr. Clearworth. Anything else before we adjourn? Seeing none, we're adjourned.